Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and have we got a good episode for you today. We are back on the Taze and Ginge Offstream podcast, and today we are joined by Mr. Luke the Nerd.
Welcome in, mate.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Welcome in, Luke. Made a recent appearance on Gogglebox as well.
Both of you did.
Oh, you... Do you know what, Taze? It's about Luke. It's not about soccer aid. Right, okay. Stop mentioning soccer aid.
I didn't say anything about soccer
aid. You didn't start going on about it.
No, but I didn't mention soccer aid.
You did, chill. But no, Luke, yeah. How did you find the Gogglebox recording?
It was good.
It's a weird setup though, isn't it?
Yeah, but I felt it was comfortable because it was in my own house.
Yeah, so we went on to Luke's.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. Wait, what's my off in that?
No, because they said when you got there, they went for you first, but you couldn't do it, so then got me, so it just adds up, doesn't it?
No, they wanted all three of us.
To be fair, your couch was fucking big enough.
I hope so.
Sit in the couch, you fucking go back 5 inches. Fucking mental. But no, yeah, that was good. And then recent events, I think we'll just skip over as soon as possible. World Cup of Darts.
And that's all that needs to be said.
Can you enlighten me with this stuff?
Yeah, so he went into the World Cup of Darts.
Right, yeah. I seen a few TikToks saying it didn't go well for England.
Well, no, we lost.
Right.
We lost to two gentlemen that played darts as well. And they were giving it the big one on stage, and it's just a bit like...
Should we have been winning it?
Well, it's darts, isn't it? Yeah. It's like United City. Because it was England-Germany.
Oh, shit.
Like, do you know what I mean? Good players versus good players. England lost.
Right, yeah.
So like you said, we'll move on.
Yep.
So, Luke, I say we've been good friends now for maybe, what, 2 years? Yeah?
Yeah.
How did we first meet? I don't know. How did you meet Taze?
No idea.
I can't remember the first time we met.
The first time we spoke was during your first World Championship.
Yeah.
And then I think the first time we met, I actually can't remember.
Was it the football shoot? Me, you, Pi Bateson.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we did a football shoot with FG. Oh, you couldn't make that either, could you?
Oh, no, I was busy.
No, that was before Girth and Surf, so... Yeah.
So what?
So you weren't invited by FG?
Ah, new FG.
Yeah, I know, but the other way around.
Oh, you didn't know me?
Yeah. But obviously, we knew H, so it's like we kind of knew you. It's calm anyway, but you'll get that chill. So yeah, we did
that shoot. Is mental.
Nah, we did a shoot of FG.
Yeah.
Football shoot. You did all right in that as well, didn't you?
Not bad.
Crossbar two times in a row. Third nearly went in. It would have been fucking unbelievable. Yeah, no, that was the first time we met. And then we've done a couple of IRL streams.
Yeah.
He's been over to mine, watched United versus Leicester.
So he owes you a few quid, basically?
Yeah.
No, he's good at that, isn't he? And now.
Did you or did you not want to do the IRL stream?
What's that?
You wanted to do the IRL stream, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did it trickle?
Nah.
Do you know what?
Did it trickle? I bought his darts. It trickled. Thank you.
Yeah, but we know how much you'd have made on that.
Oh,
I mean, we can do the maths.
And how much did we pay to watch that when they were champions?
Oh, yeah. My God. You were, you exactly. Owe us a few quid. Oh,
if
my God.
Anything, he owes us.
Yeah, you definitely do owe us. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Still trying to recover.
Pardon? Yeah, and you still owe me for the taxi there as well.
No, I literally paid you straight away.
Well, that Mercedes Vito we got,
he organised it, mate.
No, I didn't. I just turned up, and then
he
I said...
I'll tell you that. A bit weird. But no, yeah, it was very good. And I thought that might have been the first time you saw him in person.
Was it?
I think it would have been.
No, Everton charity match.
Oh, Everton and charity match.
We go back, mate.
United one.
We
FC
go back.
United.
FC United. Oh, yeah.
We go back, mate.
You go way back, do you?
We go back.
That's good to know, mate. Right.
You know? You'd think for a multi-millionaire, you'd have a bigger phone.
I'd like to just address this. First of all, I'm not a multi-millionaire. Nowhere near. Thank you.
Even Luke has just went... But anyway, we'll move on.
Cheers. Thank you. So, you're only 18, world darts champion. World champion, sorry. If you could think of one thing for us to be a world champion at, what do you reckon it'd be?
World champion?
Yeah, so if I was a world champion of something, what do you reckon it'd be? You can't say music for Taze either, because we're not...
And it's, you can't...
There's no world
championships. Yeah, there's no world championships.
Yeah, but you can make some up.
No, you can't. Oh, you can, fair enough, whatever.
You can make some up. I think an easy one for me would be either YouTuber streaming. I'm not saying I'm the world champion, but I definitely...
The ego on him, no, it's f***ing mental. I know you played on soccer and stuff, and you got that cut off Tevez and that. But
what do you play? Like, what other sports?
I play many sports, Luke.
What are you good at? Like, you're one of them. You're all right at everything. Do you know what I mean?
I'm all right. You see me clearing off the line.
Ego.
Your ego.
Do you want me to go into? Oh, you got here today?
Nope.
No, thank you.
Private jet.
Yeah, PJ. From
helicopter, actually. Helipad on top of her. That's
yours. And that's just from Warrington to Manor. Crazy. 5 minutes he was there. Done. Oh, I'm going to turn it auto lock off.
So what do you think? World championship? In what?
I don't know. You love paddle, don't you?
That would be a good one for you, paddle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, paddle.
Has that become a big thing or has it always been a thing?
Nah, it was in Spain, but that took over Spain. And now it's like coming over. It's quite big now.
It is, it's huge, to be fair. Have you ever played paddle?
Nope.
Do you ever play any sports? Other than darts, obviously.
Not really, just football.
Just football. Would you ever one of those who thought darts wasn't a sport? Because I know a lot of people say it's not a sport, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, obviously it comes from the pubs.
Yeah.
But then look how far it's grown. It's definitely a sport.
Yeah, 100%.
Has to be.
The skill and precision that it actually takes is... Mm-hmm. Would you say it's more... You have to remember how you throw.
Is it muscle memory?
A lot of muscle memory, I'd say. But like you said there, with your throw, you've just got to practice that much so you know how to throw it. It's like along the years, you can see Peter Wright, the grip on his dart, it's changed.
What, it changes a lot?
Yeah, and that's why he's slowly falling off a bit.
Yeah, and so his darts can change a lot as well, aren't they?
Yep.
Every week he's wearing new ones. You don't watch darts, do you, really?
Not much. I only got into it because of you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And I'd like to say this while you're here. I watched darts before this, right? So I'm being sick of being called a Luke Little f***ing darts fan. Just to clarify, clear my name there.
But if you say it about me, that's completely true, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's like watching football because of Ronaldo.
Yeah, of course. Don't end up like him.
Nah.
Sorry. We're on the same team, I forget.
We are, thank you. What age did you start playing darts at?
proper darts or just like magnetic?
Magnetic, we'll go.
1.5.
Do you reckon playing the magnetic, 1.5?
Yep. There's a video on YouTube.
That's mental.
That's crazy. 1.5. Do you reckon because you played the magnetic darts, obviously I know, do you reckon that did help a little bit?
I don't remember like playing darts, but my mum and dad said I was literally just non-stop, always throwing. Just didn't stop. I just loved it. Listening to Phil Taylor's Walk On. And then here we am.
Phil Taylor's Walk On.
Did you always know you wanted to be a darts player?
I was when I got to about 10, 11, I was playing football most weekends, missing out on darts. I was playing darts, missing out on football. And then my dad just told me, just pack in football. So I was like, all right, sound.
Do you miss it, though?
Football? Yeah, I beat United now, easy.
Was you good at football?
I was all right.
Winning United. Right.
Played one, scored one.
Whoa. You did, to be fair, you did. We'll get into that later. If you, what were you doing when you were growing up? Because what age did you say you stopped?
Football, about 10, 11.
Oh, so it's quite young then. Mm-hmm. And then you gave everything into darts.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was the right decision because of where you are now. What was your dream job when you were growing up?
Probably football.
Football, but the classic.
I think the only reason my dad told me to pack in because there's not many people who go pro. Like, you see all these people like in the under-18s, under-21s, and there's only so many that can make it to top-level football.
100%. One thing I've noticed as well, I speak to a few of the academy lads, and it's just like, even though they're at the Academy of United, doesn't actually mean you're going to make it.
Yeah, no chance.
It's mental. And it's ruthless as well, football.
Even like reserves to first team, that's like, it's very hard for people to make it to that.
100%, yeah. If you wasn't a dart player, obviously you're only 18 now, where do you reckon you would be right now?
Probably in college, doing something to do with sports. Probably rugby or football.
You like your rugby, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Same.
Disgusting. Yep. Sorry, mate. I know you're a big fan, sorry. How did it feel taking the trophy around the rugby stadium?
Good. Really good.
You did it to Old Trafford as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
That is crazy. How did that feel?
It was good, apart from the result, but...
What game was it?
The Brighton game, 3-1.
Whoa.
Yeah. But one of the guys at United said, even though it's half-time, there's still 35,000, 40,000 who stay there and don't get a drink, so to just walk around with it was mental.
Yeah, I can imagine. Dream come true?
Yeah.
Have you ever played at Old Trafford?
No, have you?
No, I didn't actually mean that.
You did.
I did not. I didn't.
Go on, show him the cut. Show it, get the cut out.
No. What I was going to say was, would you ever actually play in Soccer Aid? Because I did message you on the day about, we weren't confirmed if you were going to play, but whether you wanted to come or not.
Yeah.
Obviously, being, literally you might have been able to play, I don't know, but would you want to ever play in Soccer Aid?
Yeah.
You wouldn't put him in the crowd, would you?
Pardon?
You wouldn't put him in the crowd, would you?
Well, yeah, but he'd be VIP, wouldn't he?
You wouldn't put him in the crowd, though, would you?
What, do you mean where you were sat?
Mm-hmm.
They were good seats. Oh, you say you moaning at free tickets?
No, I paid anyway. I donated what I would have paid for the tickets to the charity.
Did you actually?
I actually did.
Because I was about to say he's complaining about free tickets to a charity event.
No, we did. because we were saying it's pretty bad that we'd got free tickets, so we'd done that.
Yeah, no. That's good. That I like that. I like that very much. You've done well with that, mate. Is there any other sports that you'd say you're naturally gifted at? Or would you actually say you were ever naturally gifted at darts, or is it just through practice?
A lot of people say I'm naturally gifted, but I think it's just the amount of practice I put in. Especially through lockdown, it was... 7-8 hours a day, easy.
Really? And how old were you during lockdown?
13.
13 doing how many hours a day?
Like 7-8 hours, just non-stop.
But do you know how many people that will put them hours in and still can't do that though? Do you know what I mean? So it has got to be a level of both, innit?
Mm. You sat next to one, mate. I tried.
I know, yeah, you, not 7 or 8. You can actually play though, can't you, a little bit?
Ask him. Nearly fucking beat him.
See that? Nearly.
Yeah. Nearly's never good enough.
Is it not?
No.
Nearly beat him.
Is he good?
He's all right, you know.
Could he go pro?
Before you give your answer, I think if I actually like committed
8 hours a day.
Yeah. No, I reckon 5 hours a day.
Yeah, I'd probably say four or five hours.
4 or 5 hours a day practice.
For a year?
Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon
you go pro?
I would, yeah. Then it, all the maths, your maths is all right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, it'll just start coming to you, like the combinations, the checkouts, adding up. It'll all. I think you're good.
Oh my god! So wonder what I am, because I beat you in that darts challenge. Do you remember? We had 3 darts, so you could get the highest number. My first time ever throwing darts, smoked him.
That's not been said before.
No, it
didn't fucking happen, mate.
It's on camera.
Where?
On YouTube.
Which video?
I could probably find it.
Joe. Right. Yeah. But no, yeah, I reckon, I don't think I'd be a fucking world champ out, but I reckon if I committed for a year, 4 hours a day, I could get a PDC tour card.
So, if you do get in them competitions, but you're not winning it. So, for example, you went pro, got into the competitions, but wasn't winning anything. You still in good, wasn't it?
There's floor tournaments, like behind closed doors. All the players, you get one pass for your mate, and then you get a pass for your manager, so it's like behind closed doors. I think if you win one of them, it's 15,000. That goes on to your rankings. But with them, you've got to win one game before you get any money. So it is tough.
There's a lot of darts players that also have a job as well as darts, isn't there?
Some of them, yeah.
Really?
Because I know Johnny Clayton was a...
Roofer.
Roofer. Is he still a roofer?
I think so.
Wow. He's roofless, him.
I was trying to think of a dart player. Roofless.
Yeah, no, we got it. You got it, yeah? Yeah, no, we got it. I mean, Johnny Clayton's very good as well, and yep. The fact he's still a roofer just shows that's class, to be fair, I can't lie.
Not all dart players make it to the top. That's why they have part-time jobs.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. What is a typical day in the life for Luke the Nuke? Let's say you wake up, and tell us what time you're going to wake up.
Depends. 1. 12, 1 in the afternoon.
So you're like Chazza. Wow.
And then just depends what day it is. Obviously, if it's a tournament day or like a day before, then I'll probably just sit on my Xbox, have food, and then travel down. But if it's just a normal day, then I wake up, Xbox, go have some food, see my mates, and I'm back in.
Okay, well, I might chill. Be a dart player.
Yeah, good luck, mate. And what time do you go to bed?
Ooh, like 3-4 in the morning.
He's living a fucking streamer bed schedule.
I know, I go to sleep at that time.
Do you?
Yeah.
No one asked, bro.
That wasn't funny, was it, Luke? Nah.
Do you have any rituals or any superstitions that you do before matches or anything like that?
Not really.
Not really at all?
No, nothing.
Do you just noticed? In his day then, not once did he say he practiced. Do you?
Oh yeah, you don't, do you?
Not really.
Why though, what's the thought behind that? You just don't overdo it?
I
can't be asked.
That's one of them, but I just...
After the World Cup, I'd fucking would.
I know it was going to be said here, but I just feel like I don't have to.
Yeah, no, I hear it.
Because obviously with the Premier League, it's just gone on for 17 weeks. You just Thursday and you're flying to a Euro tour on the weekend. Yeah. So we practice then. And then if we go all the way, we get back Tuesday. Day at home, Wednesday you're back down to whatever Premier League.
Yeah, so because you're playing a lot anyway, that is effectively your practice.
Yeah.
And I suppose I hear that as well. It's like for golf, you might not practice for golf, but the more you play on holes anyway, you're going to naturally get better anyway. Do you reckon, it's going to sound really like up your ass here, do you reckon you can get any better? Because obviously the records you've set and how you play and the averages you hit, like a fucking, some of them are unheard of anyway. Do you reckon that you can still get even better?
I think I could, but most of my performances that you see on TV, there's not a lot of practice that goes towards it. I'd rather just go on stage straight away without any practice.
Yeah.
But obviously I get to the venue like 2 hours before practice. I'll have like half an hour chill and I'm on stage. But I think if I did practice and I think I would get a lot better.
So do you know, like after a couple of games or sets, you just go out back into your room?
Yeah.
Do you practice when you go in there?
No. Like at the Worlds when we go for a break, nah, you just chill. It was hot on that stage, so we just...
But the other players are practicing though, aren't they?
No.
Do they not?
No.
That's mad, isn't it? I would have thought they would have been there, like trying to it certain...
What, during the little break?
Yeah.
Well, no, because let's say you're on there for 7 legs. Your arm's going to be a
bit...
Yeah, do. Let it rest, I assume.
Yeah.
Do you, when you go off, what is it you do?
Probably just... Usually just chill out.
You go outside to get air?
It's like... I can't even say it, because other worlds, you walk off, you do a right, and you go through a door behind the curtain. It's just like a massive like container.
All right, okay.
You just go in and you just
go on your phone?
No, you're not allowed.
Why?
Because I'm pretty sure that's the reason that they'll just... I think, like, say if you go on stage and you lose the next 3-6 legs and you lose the match, they'll put it down as match fixing.
Ah, that's mad.
That makes a lot of sense, though. Joe, I've got a good question. So, do you find one of your arms being bigger than the other?
I wouldn't say so.
I know what you mean, because he uses it.
I wouldn't say so, no. I'd probably say...
You've got to be, like, significantly stronger in that arm.
Oh, my right, yeah.
Like, maybe
this left
wrist.
One, mate, I may as well just not have it. And I'm left-footed.
Yeah, right-handed, left-footed. And what do they call that?
Inverted. No?
Yeah, spot on.
It's not, is it?
No, it's generally is.
Parallel.
I don't know.
No, but it's just really thick. do you know when you lose games, do you think, maybe I should have practiced more, or do you just think you got beat on that day?
Depends how I lose. Say if I'm 3-4-0 up and they come back, then that's on me. I'm just like, you threw it away.
Yeah.
But most of the time I go back, put my darts in my bag, put my coat on, I'm just like, how have you lost that game? Like, how have you lost it?
Fairs. What would you say the most disappointing game to lose ever was?
Not lost a lot. I can't even say the first World Championships, because that was just an absolute roller coaster.
Yeah, because you were never expecting to get there.
Nope. I'd probably say the Premier League against Luke.
This year?
Yeah, because I was 5-2 up, and as soon as I went 4-2 up, I said to myself, like, you can go into the break here, because we have a break after... No, it was 5-2. 5-2 up, and I knew we go off for a break after 10 legs, so we've still got 3 legs to play. So I said to myself, if you go 7-3 up or 6-4 up, then I'm happy. But went into the break at 5-5, I was fuming.
Yeah.
And then he just went on and won it.
So, like you said then, you were 5-2 up, and you're thinking, you know, you're in a good position here.
Yeah.
What do you reckon there? Because darts is a weird one, because at the end of the day, you're both just there throwing your darts. Whereas... say you're 3-0 up at football and you've been the other managers change your tactics and stuff like that, then you can see, oh, they've done that. That's why I've lost. Whereas darts is, you're both doing the same thing anyway.
Literally. It's very mental, surely, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, like, would you say because you've got angry at 5-5, do you reckon that's what's then made you lose? Or do you reckon he's just upped his game?
I think he definitely did up his game, because I'm pretty sure after the break, I think he went 7-5 up. So he came on stage, won the next 2 legs, and I was just thinking, what is going on?
Do you reckon momentum's a big thing?
I would say so, yeah. Because once you get the first 2 legs, 3 legs, you just go on a roll then.
Yeah. So then, say you hit the 180, right? Or A180. The momentum keep going and going and going?
Most of the time. Because obviously, if you hit a 180, start at a leg, then all the fans are new, you're like, 9 darters on already.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you hit a 180 and you hit your double, that's even more momentum.
Yeah.
Do I always think, when I watch you, I always think, I wonder, like, when you see him doing something mental and you're like, that's crazy. I think, I wonder what he's done behind closed doors that's never been, that obviously he's never been on camera or something. Like, is there anything mad that you've done, like, 2 9 darters in a row or something?
No, that's not been done. Van Gerwen, years ago in the Worlds, he hit a 9 darter. And then he missed the double 12.
Missed the double.
Yeah, yeah.
Had 17 perfect darts, I saw.
But have you ever done anything like that, like at home, behind closed doors or anything?
Not really. I'd say, I think of it 2 9 darters in one, like, big practice session that I've done.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
That's mental.
If you could pick one celebrity to walk out with you, who would you choose? You can't say Pitbull.
What, for a game?
Yeah.
I'd have to check my calendar.
Sorry about him, Luke.
What? I think he's talking about a calendar for his next song.
No, he's coming out to one of my songs. I told my nana and everything.
Which song?
I told my nana and told her.
Which song?
He did phone his nan.
Wait, what?
Because he said told me he's
I
coming.
I don't even know when it was.
He said he's coming out to my song, Blue Eyes.
Did you actually say that?
So I phoned my nana and told her and she was buzzing. She texted me last week saying, when the fuck's it happening?
Do you reckon you'd ever make that possible? You come out to Blue Eyes. It'd have to be a game he couldn't give a shit about. Because that's not going to get you rivaled up, is it?
No, it will. The whole crowd will be singing.
Oh, my God.
One celebrity, I think, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Has to be.
100%. Would you change your song with Ronaldo?
I don't know. Depends.
Depends what Chris says. Cristiano, sorry, I don't know that.
Oh, dear. You could probably fit Blue Eyes in there with Ronaldo, though, because, like, people probably won't be paying too much attention to the music because Ronaldo's there.
Yeah, they'll be focused on that. You're not
so you could slip it in.
You could probably slip it in, but then I think the
just
crowd...
for, like, background volume.
Yeah.
Background volume is crazy. That is...
And is it funny?
No.
Exactly.
I don't think that's funny, Luke. That's wrong.
And we're on the same what?
Seti.
No team.
Seti. If you could change... Oh, actually, no, before you get to that, the walkout songs, obviously, you've heard Green Light now numerous amount of
times. Give me the green light, because I'm ready to go. Sorry. It's just in my head.
Sorry about that. And I assume people will see you in the street and they'll put it on in the car and then... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when you're walking out to Green Light, does that get you pumped up anymore? Or is it just kind of like normal now?
I think it's more the crowd. When you hear the crowd do it, that's when I'm walking down. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting into it. And obviously when I'm going on stage, doing all that, but once the music's off, that's it. You just got to focus.
Got to lock in.
I think the walk-on's probably one of the best bits.
Yeah, it has. And then when you hear, for example, when you're playing Bunting or Aspinall, you've got the two very iconic walkouts at the minute. When you hear them walking out and the crowd singing it, does that get you up for it as well? Or do you just enjoy hearing it?
Just enjoy it. I think one of the like main walk-ons that I still love to this day is Michael Van Gerwen's.
Yeah,
because obviously I think last year obviously he was higher ranked than me, so I walk on stage first, and then he walks on, and then just like the whole venue goes green, and he walks out. I still get a buzz off it.
Yeah,
but now I'm higher ranked, so he walks first and waits for me.
I tell you what, developing an ego.
Yes, because he's been hanging about with you.
Oh fuck off! speaking.
Stop pulling that pants. Listen, I'm just going to get out of the way. He played in Soccer Aid and Carlos Tevez.
Oh, why have you brought it up? Why? I didn't even want to mention it.
Tell him, go on.
I didn't even want to mention it. That's what Carlos Tevez did. So the worst thing is,
no way.
We recorded 3 episodes on this day, and I'm in this for every single
episode. They was 2 days ago. It's been 3 days. This is the first.
It looks like I'm just an egotistical prick who's not stopped wearing this and actually just kept this up. But it's very sore when I put it down. No, I'm not being a prick. You're a dickhead. But thanks for being up,
though. Sorry,
did you watch Soccer Aid?
I did.
What did you think of my performance?
Very good. That is why I got player of the match.
Thank you very much, eh?
Thank you. Love the challenge.
I do. I love a challenge. And if he'd have left me hanging then, I'd have fucking hit him.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't.
I'd never do that to you, would I?
No. But what would you say? Oh, you've actually saved him.
Come on.
It
was that bit there, wasn't it? Oh, is it there? Sorry, mate. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You got to come for under it there.
Oh, yeah.
Is that better?
That's a bit better. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it hurts that. Out of everything you've won, okay, I think it's the obvious answer, but I'll ask it anyway, and then I'll give you a different sort of question. What would you say? You don't actually have to win a trophy for these, just the top three matches that you're buzzing you won the most. Ooh. Start from number three.
Number three.
I assume there's going to be a lot to think about.
I think I've already got them.
Oh, go on.
I think number three is, it's either my first game at the Worlds on debut or beating Barney in round 4.
Okay, nice.
But I'd probably say beating Barney.
Yeah, because that's someone you looked
number
up
three.
To.
Yeah.
Was you expecting to beat him? Like, obviously, you've gone into this the first game. Were you expecting to lose? Or were you just... Or were you expecting, do you know what, I can have it? Because he was a Canadian guy, weren't it, the first round?
No, so when Christian kissed.
Yeah.
And then it was Andrew Gilden. And then it was Matt Campbell. And then Barney.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But when I won my first two games, went home for Christmas. But while we were home, I'm pretty sure Gary Anderson lost, Go and Price lost. So they were in my, well, not my bracket, but I was with them in the bracket. So as soon as they went out, I was like, we've got Matt Campbell. He's came over from Canada on Boxing Day, I'm pretty sure.
Ah, okay, so yeah.
So maybe...
You've got the edge of him because you're already
So if we get past him, then it's Barney. And if we get past Barney, fancy my chances against Brendan Dolan.
Yeah.
And it was Rob Cross or Chris Dobie. But yeah, that I think I'd probably say beating Barney is number three.
First. And on your way to beating Barney, obviously you've played these great players. Was you ever sat there thinking, shit, I'm probably going to lose tonight, but I'm going to give it my all anyway?
Probably leading up to it.
Yeah.
Because obviously Raymond, I think he's retired three times now, but he's always come back. So I was like, does he want it? Is he hungry?
Mm. And he's already won it six times, I think, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, just leading up to it, I was just like, just practice, make sure you're ready for it. And then, yeah, I went on to win 4-1.
Nice. And then game number two?
I'd probably say the Premier League.
Winning the Premier League?
Yeah.
Nice, I like that.
The number one's World Championship 2025.
Oh, did you win that?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I must have missed that one.
Oh, did you win it? Yeah. Were you watching?
Yeah, I think we were there, actually.
Was you there?
Oh, yeah. He's stalls as few, couldn't he?
Did you come backstage?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Picture with a trophy?
Yeah.
I went allowed in.
Pardon?
I went allowed in.
Yeah, because everyone thought you'd probably nick it. Oh, no, you got thrown out before that, didn't you? Because you had something on you. Right, next question. Oh, this is a very good, very good question. I think it's going to be a close answer, actually. What?
I don't know the question, but I know you're taking the piss, so go on.
What? Speaking of the World Championship, what was the bigger accomplishment? Winning the Worlds or signing for Girth and Turf?
And you can take as much time as you need.
Yeah. I'm not going to rush you for an answer.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because what I will say is you were on Jack Mate's podcast when you actually asked about GNT, weren't you? Or GNT, Jack asked you about GNT.
Yeah.
And you went, I've not been asked.
Yeah.
So then I asked you.
Yeah.
So you basically needed to ask to be asked. That's bad, that, from him, isn't
exactly.
It?
Well, I don't know he wanted to play. He was fucking at the Worlds.
No, but it was like 3-4 months down the line.
Yeah, it's fucking...
No, it worked.
Yeah, it was, mate.
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah, it might have been, actually, weren't it? That's awkward.
Well, for myself, Girth and Turf wise, speaking to yous, and then obviously getting invited to like the football shoots and the IRLs, that's helped me.
Yeah.
But then obviously winning the Worlds is probably it's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah. The fact he's even debating this is crazy. Just say the Worlds,
well,
mate.
For myself.
Oh yeah, okay, I hear that.
Yeah.
So what? When you say it helped you getting invited to the shoots, what do you mean? Helped you in what way?
Because like I think all of last year. Obviously, the media, paparazzi,
you were very new to it all
that stuff. I was probably just locking myself in. I was never going out.
Yeah.
Just always in my bedroom.
Nice. So then you're saying like, no, I can imagine it's not nice. But you mean like in terms of confidence?
I just didn't want to go out.
Yeah. But what, coming on shoots and stuff like that helped you? Okay, that's good to know.
That's nice, that.
That's very nice. At least you've actually, was he ever invited you to a shoot?
What, of his own?
Yeah, I don't think
probably
he
has. Probably not.
Probably won't turn up. Yeah, probably not wrong. Would you say darts is becoming a younger sport now? Oh, go on. You thought your question.
I was going to say, is it mad, like, the impacts that you've had on darts to think that, for example, me, I'd never watched a darts game in my life, but because of you, even my little brother, I had to go and buy my little brother. He owes me a few quid for this as well. I had to buy your dartboard and the darts, and fucking hell, are they expensive.
Yeah.
You speak to the world champion, man.
I know.
You know what I mean? They ain't gonna be cheap.
So yeah, I got him at like, my brother was what when he got him 11, and he's wanting a dartboard. Do you know what I mean? It's mad, like, it's crazy for you.
Yeah, what I've what I've done for myself, but then also you've got to think of like the younger generation, the older generation, just the amount of people that are so within the sport. Now, obviously, it's always been a big-ish thing. Obviously, back in the day, Phil Taylor, he was winning everything. And obviously, that's what people do look up to, me and Luke Humphries.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've done, it's crazy. Even opened my own dart academy up.
In St. Helens?
Warrington.
Oh, in Warrington. Is it not in Warrington?
No.
Oh, is it not? That's awkward. Nice. How often do you go to the academy?
Not actually been yet, because it's every... Is it every Tuesday first?
Every Tuesday first, and you've been busy, except. Right. Over a year ago, you did a tier list, okay, of certain YouTubers.
Yeah.
Now, I've tried to find it. Can't find the actual tier list. However, I'm going to name a few YouTubers / streamers. I want you to rank them. GOAT, good, unwatchable.
Yeah.
Ooh, no, we'll throw another one
more in there.
Like a bit meh, then unwatchable.
Yeah.
All right, we'll start with Jakey Davis.
I've always said meh. It's not something I'd watch for a long time. I just see what he's doing.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. KSI. We're speaking about the... You can go legacy. I know he doesn't do
as
it
in,
anymore.
As in streaming or YouTube?
Both. Just content everything. Creating.
I put him as good.
Good, nice. Interesting fact. And Jack, mate, you put him as GOAT.
Did I?
I'd say he's a GOAT.
Yeah, he's... Yeah. But then again, that's our generation, different generation.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Joe Weller.
Well, I'd say go for Joe Weller.
Joe.
I agree with that, though.
I like that. Mr. Beast.
You know what? I'd barely watch him.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're going meh or unwatchable?
Meh.
Meh, fair enough. By the way...
I've seen a few clips, but I don't sit there and watch his videos, but I know how massive he is, like.
Yeah, fair enough. Logan Paul.
Meh.
Oh, I love Logan Paul.
I love Logan Paul. What about NYK Chazza?
I'd say good.
I like that. What about Taze MCR?
Good.
Oh, now he's lying to your face.
Not good. Luke watches the YouTube videos all the time, don't you?
Yeah.
Interesting. What about Mini Minter?
I'd say good.
Good, nice.
Rotashaw.
Go.
Yes, good.
Definitely answer. A goat.
Yeah, you've done well. Jinxie.
I'd say good.
Good, nice. Your turn.
Who are we missing out here? Ooh. Chunks.
Chunks is in on his own or with Beta?
Oh, we'll go Beta Squad.
Oh, yeah, Beta Squad, yeah.
I'd say good.
Sidemen?
Go.
Chunks on his own?
Meh.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Burning a few bridges,
isn't it? Yeah. No, do you know what it is? He wasn't growing up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. It's different YouTube. Who's
some YouTubers that you watch nowadays?
Don't see me, I'm here.
What?
Sidemen. Peter Squad, are they together now or not?
Yeah, they've released a few videos. I don't know if they're going on.
They're doing seasons now, aren't they?
Seasons.
Yeah, Sidemen, Jinxie. The one thing I watch back is Girth and Turf Best Moments.
You watch that back?
I actually do. Yeah. To them.
The nostalgia from that. Oh my God.
What about, because I know you ranked me last year, but I'm curious. What about me? Because you are a fan of the Winton United series.
Where did he put you last year, just for clarification?
We'll find out after.
Goat.
Goat?
Yep.
I take that. Thank you very much, mate.
Where did I put you last year?
Go.
Yeah.
So,
I don't think you can be mad at that, because I think in especially your space where you come up in, I think you changed it a lot, especially UK wise. So.
What, kind of streaming?
Mhm.
Thank you, mate. I appreciate that.
What's the word for it? Is it pivotal?
Unified.
No, I don't think I was thinking that one.
UNICEF.
What a great cause.
Oh, what
am I wearing? Oh, soccer.
Why did you raise money for that?
Well, I was part of it. I'm not going to take credit for it.
Okay.
But yeah, humble. £15 million raised for UNICEF. Pardon?
17.
Is it 17 now?
think, I'm pretty sure.
Yours must have gone through then.
You know, at half time?
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was 7 million.
7 million?
10 million within 45 minutes of football. It's mental.
Wow.
Good cause.
A great cause. Mental.
And that was just me feeling pretty generous.
That's so nice of you. Thank you.
Nice.
So much,
it's fine.
Honestly, thank you so much. Right. We're going to end on Luke to build your ultimate dart player.
Yeah.
Okay, you obviously saw people building the ultimate football players.
Yep.
We'll go mentality.
I'll say Nathan Aspinall.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one, that.
Scoring.
Myself.
Finishing.
You can do yourself more than once.
No, I'm not the best on finishing. I'll say Rob Cross.
Ooh, do you know what I think is good as well? James Wade.
Wade, yeah.
Wade's class.
Oh. So it's good that we didn't ask you, though. So,
or Ryan Joyce, finishing.
Yeah, Ryan Joyce's class. Swagger.
Swagger.
Who would you say he's got the most swag out of all the darts players? Anyone come in with flashy stuff?
Not really.
But it's also like aura, innit? Swagger, like...
Aura, yeah, me.
Aura, you. Do you know what I think? I've got more aura than you, though, because of longevity-wise. MVG.
Yeah.
100%. Walk on music.
I'd have to say Michael Van Gerwen.
Nice. Dart shirt.
A lot of players are just, like, basic. It's probably not a good thing to say, but Chris Dobie's with the St. James's Park on his shirt.
Oh, okay, nice. Because he's got the football touch.
Yeah. You've seen Peter Wright. He has
some funky ones.
Loads. I'll just say Van Gerwen.
Van Gerwen shirt.
Yeah.
And then final one, hairstyle.
It's definitely not him.
That was so fucking rude.
I met you.
Oh, I'm a dance player.
Hairstyle.
Can't be Van Gogh either.
Got none. Have you ever seen Michael Van Gogh with hair?
Yeah, back in the day.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. You haven't, so just chill, bro. Don't try and get involved. This is dance.
I didn't see anything.
God, keep it that way.
Mentor this.
Yeah, exactly. He's 18 as well. He's done you there.
Has he?
Yeah.
So I'll just flip my shit now, though.
Nah,
I'll just flip my shit.
Nah, I'm joking. Genuinely, I'm sorry.
Best hairstyle.
Do you know what I think's got a good head of hair? He's staying at the top, but I think good of head of hair. Joe Cullen.
He has had a good hair transplant.
Oh, yeah, a transplant. Yeah. That'll be why. Fair enough.
Yeah, we'll go with Joe because it has ended well. Have you seen Barney's?
Like, that's it's not hair. Back yet, though, is it?
That's a hair. No, it's fucked.
Is it still done?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Right, well, Luke, thank you very much for coming on the Offstream podcast, mate. It's been a pleasure. Thank you all to watching. Thank you for listening. If you are on Spotify, make sure you leave a like, subscribe if you're new. If you listen on Spotify, make sure you leave us 5 stars, please. And we'll see you next time.
Au revoir.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.